I'm Sherry Zampelli, program developer of Donate Your Weight, the stress-free program to stop dieting, get slim, and help others while doing it. Welcome to the DonateYourWeight.com podcast. Welcome to the show. Today I am going to talk even more about that movie, The Secret, which is gaining so much attention in these last few months. The importance of focusing on exactly what it is you want and not sending any mixed messages. Okay, so today's show was motivated or inspired by a few different things that have happened recently, and so I'm going to be pulling together a few different things that I've talked about in previous podcasts and clarifying some things a little bit, maybe giving some different examples that might make it a little bit easier to apply some of this stuff, because I'm learning as I go as well, and I've had some sort of new aha experiences myself, which has been really positive. But one of the things is I was recently listening to the podcast that I had done in the past about The Secret and using The Secret for weight loss, and how I had talked about a couple of the research studies that coincide to the ideas of The Secret, the idea of the law of attraction, the idea that your thoughts create your actions and therefore create your reality. And just as a summary, I want to mention a few of those. I talked about the self-fulfilling prophecy. I talked about Jane Elliott and her work. You can visit that at janeelliott.com. I also talked about rational emotive behavior therapy, or REBT, and the research that was done with women showing that their self-esteem went down after 20 minutes of looking at fashion magazines. So, now I want to talk about just a couple other things that I didn't mention in those shows, and also some things that I've learned lately that you might find helpful to you in relation to really being sure that you're using The Secret or the law of attraction to get exactly what you want, and that you're not sending any mixed messages. So if you're one of those people who really feels like you've been diligently using The Secret, but you can't understand why you're not getting results, perhaps what I'm about ready to talk about might be of some help to you. One of the things I wanted to mention in this show that I haven't mentioned in past shows was just a reminder about the placebo effect. This is mentioned in The Secret as well, but for many, many, many years, it has been a known fact that there's a such thing called the placebo effect, which is that you could have a systematic scientific study with a group of people, and you could give some of them a real medication, and you could give some of them a pill that had just sugar in it or nothing that was medicinal. And some of the people who take the pill that has the sugar in it will experience relief from their symptoms, just as if they had taken actual medication. So this just goes to show that there is more to healing or more to changing the body than just taking something from the outside. There's definitely a mental component involved, and today's show is going to be dedicated a lot to that. So I've been doing a couple of things to take care of my own personal development. One of them is I've been listening to Wayne Dyer CDs. Wayne Dyer has been a big motivator for me, and that has been helpful for me this week to be listening to that. And I'm also attending a class that is about The Secret and how to really apply it to the areas of my life that I want to enhance and improve and change. But what I noticed is that, you know, over the years, I wrote my own book. Those of you know, I wrote a book called From Sabotage to Success, and I've done presentations, lectures, classes, so on and so forth. And I've been motivated by people like Wayne Dyer and Louise Hay throughout this process. But along the way, I realized that I didn't necessarily want to have the same exact kind of career path that they had, and that I didn't really want to be a full-time public speaker or traveling around the country or, you know, any of those types of things. But I was really very much interested in the fact that they were reaching a lot of people, and I knew they were helping a lot of people. And at the heart of it, that's what I want to do. So what I realized this week when I was taking the class about The Secret is that sometimes during my low moments or my times of self-doubt, I might say to myself something, when I'm listening, let's say, for example, to Wayne Dyer, I might say to myself something like, oh, I wish I could write a lot of books and sell a lot of copies and help a lot of people like Wayne Dyer did, for example. Well, that might seem like, a fairly normal comment, or I don't know, might not seem like it really has that big of an impact or whatever. But the thing is that if I say that, but I don't really want it, and then the next day I say I want something else, then what I'm doing is I'm sending mixed messages to the universe. And I realize that this could apply to so many different things. Like with my clients, a lot of times when my clients many of my clients, anyway, I should say, the clients who come to me in my office many times say to me, it's not so important whether or not I actually lose weight. I just want to make peace with my body. I want to stop struggling. I want to stop being unhappy. If I happen to lose weight at the same time, of course I do. I want to lose weight, but that's not my number one primary objective. I want it to come from the inside and then experience it on the outside. Some of you who are listening might feel exactly the same way. But then let's say you're saying that and you're coming and you've got on board with that, but then a fleeting thought comes through your mind here or there where you see somebody who is very physically attractive and you go, God, I wish I could look like that. Or maybe you hear somebody who's on a diet plan, they're losing lots of weight, and you go, I really wish I could be like that. Or maybe you even hear, this is something I've heard several times from people, you hear about somebody who's anorexic or bulimic, and you hear about somebody who basically is able to not eat food and to restrict themselves to such a high degree, and yet you feel very out of control with food. You feel like if you're standing next to it that somehow it just ends up in your mouth without any, without you even thinking about it. So you might say a comment like, I wish I could have a little bit of that. As in, I wish I could be a little bit anorexic, or I wish I could be a little bit bulimic. And so each one of those comments does go against the original comment, which was to say, I just want to feel good about myself on the inside. Weight loss isn't the most important thing. Now, I don't know which one is the right one for you. I don't know if the exterior or the interior is more important to you, but if the exterior is important to you, you cannot go around saying it's not important to you and expect it to happen. That's all. So it has to be a very clear message. So what I realized for myself this week is, and I started to do a little test with myself, a study in a sense. I'm practicing with this. Every time a thought comes in my mind about something that I don't necessarily like the way it's happening, or I wish it could be something different, I challenge myself to say it in my mind exactly the way I would like it to be, word for word, very clear, exactly the way I would like it to be. And so far, I have had some interesting experiences with it. I realize that sometimes part of the reason why I don't get what I want is because I don't clearly state it. So I'm going to continue on with this mental game and really focusing on precisely what it is I want, and I'm going to challenge you to do the same thing. to become aware of any automatic thoughts that you might have about what you don't want. And they come in all different ways, these thoughts that I'm talking about. Like, for example, you might have a thought like, this dress makes me look fat. So, do you want that? Do you want to look fat? Do you want to feel fat? Do you want to affirm that? My guess is probably no. So then you turn it around and say, okay, what do I want to be the truth? It might be something like, I feel fabulous in my clothes. Or, I look great in this dress. Or, this dress helps me to look slender. Now, does that mean that that instant, immediately, you're just by saying that, you're going to look slender, or just immediately you're going to feel fabulous? No, probably not. Not necessarily. But what it does do is it immediately takes the charge out of the statement, first off. So it gets you from that negative emotional state to a more neutral emotional state. And then what ends up happening if you continue a statement like that on a regular basis, like, for example, I feel fabulous in my clothes. I feel fabulous in my clothes. And you just keep saying that to yourself. I feel fabulous in my clothes. What might end up happening, first of all, is you'll go and find something in the closet that makes you feel fabulous, so you can truly make that statement come true. The other thing is, you might choose to feel fabulous within yourself, and your own inner beaming light that's shining out will supersede anything that has to do with your clothes. Then what happens over time is you start to take the actions, the attitudes, the behaviors necessary so that you can feel fabulous in your clothes more often. That might be exercising more. That might be eating less. That might be going and buying new clothes. It could be a variety of different things. There's no right or wrong answer, but what the bottom line is what you focus on the most is what your mind is going to help you find solutions to. So if you're focusing on, this dress makes me look fat, your mind helps you to find solutions to that. If you're focusing on, I feel fabulous in my clothes, your mind helps you to find solutions to that. So another thing might be something like, oh, I'm such a pig. Like, that might be a negative thing. I'm such a pig, or I'm so out of control with food, or I just can't, you know, control myself. Is that what you want? Do you want to feel like a pig? Do you want to feel out of control? Do you want to feel powerless? Probably not. So then you would say, what do I want? It might be something that's the reverse of that or different from that, like, I eat the right amount of food for me, or I eat with class and dignity, something like that. So again, you say that thing to yourself, I eat the right amount for me, I eat the right amount for me, I eat with class and dignity, I eat with class and dignity, and something starts to shift on the inside. You might carry yourself a little bit differently. You might think about yourself differently. You might suddenly begin to remember things that support this new belief that you're forming. And gradually, over time, you will begin to change your behavior. And as a result of changing your behavior, you will change the results. It's not always this instant, quick fix. It is an evolution process, but it is something that definitely does work. It works in every area of life, including weight and eating. It's not about lying to yourself. It's just about focusing on what you do want and making it come true. And it all starts in your mind. Whatever you focus on, you create. So really be careful, be choosy with your thoughts this week. And every week, really. And if you look out into the world, and or even at your own body, or even at your own reflection in the mirror, and you see something you do not like, rather than focusing on that, focus on what would I like to see. Now, I mean, it has to be somewhat within realms, obviously. You cannot look like, Sophia Loren, or you know, Paris Hilton, or, you know, you can't look drastically different from who you are. You're still going to be who you are, so you have to accept that. your own hair color, your own skin color, your own eye color, your own overall shape is going to stay pretty much the same. But within that, you have a lot of flexibility to decide how you're going to feel about yourself and what you're going to manifest. So hopefully that has been helpful to you. I also want to mention again that there are teleseminars every month. I have a free teleseminar on the 7th of every month in 2007. So join us at our next teleseminar. You can find out about it by going to donateyourweight.com and clicking on the calendar or clicking on teleseminar. Either one will give you some more information about the exact time of the teleseminar. And I guess that for this week, that'll be all. And so I will end the show by saying bye for now. And remember to focus on success and watch it grow.